God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's program. We're going to be talking about the art of practicing his presence. You'll want to stay tuned for the entire program. We have James Gall with us to discuss the subject. Welcome to Insights. We've got James Gall with us today talking about practicing his presence.
Awesome. Let's just do it. I got a word of the Lord. Let's just practice his presence.
Whoa, he's here.
He's here. Awesome.
You know, James, I was just reading. Whoa. Totally,
you know, where two or three yeah. are gathered together yeah. in his name, guess
well,
what happens?
He's in the midst. He's
in the here.
He says, my presence
That's
shall
right.
go with you.
That's right.
And I will give you rest, refreshment. If your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. That was the cry of Moses' heart. The cry of Moses' heart was, I'm not going anywhere without your manifest presence.
That's absolutely right.
And that's the cry of our heart. You know, that's the cry of our ministry is, God, we only want you. Jesus said in Matthew 28, he says, you know, I'm going to be with you always, even unto the end of the
that's
age. He's
right.
here right now.
Absolutely.
He's here right now in this studio, and he's right there with you right now.
And he's here by faith. He's here because his word says so.
That's right.
Jesus is the one who said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever in the book of Hebrews. And he is with us. Jesus said, and lo, I am with you sometimes.
Always.
Sometimes.
Always. He said sometimes. Always, James, always.
He said, Matthew 28, lo, I am with you
always.
Even unto the end of the age. Hey, this is closer to the end right now than it's ever been. What does that mean? That means Jesus is just as close right now as he's ever been. And lo, I am with you always.
And that always means in the good times, it means
That's
in the hard
right.
times, it means in the dry times, the wilderness times, the fruitful times, the unfruitful times. He is with you always.
Always.
Hey, James, tell us about Brother Lawrence.
That's
I read Brother Lawrence's book, Practicing His Presence, years ago, and oh my gosh, I mean, he would stand in that monastery washing dishes, and there was so much manifest glory around him that people would come in and just get blasted by the presence as they watched him wash dishes.
And it was practical things of life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that awesome right there? Because it wasn't just when he was overtly seeking God, he carried the presence into the mundane things of life.
That's right.
And he had a great heart for the disenfranchised, for the little person.
Yeah.
In my book, The Lost Art of Practicing His Presence, we actually have a last section that we inserted in, which includes The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence.
This is a great book. I've read through this book. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great teaching in it, and it encourages you, builds your faith, and I believe there's impartation.
Yeah, there is.
It just stirs you.
Well, this book actually came in part into existence because I had a dream. And in this dream, I'm taken in like in an aerial view. And I'm taken to a river that separates the United States and Canada. And then in this, white lights start coming into being on both sides of the river. I actually, in this dream, came and I sat on the riverbank. And I put my feet into this river. And I just remember that it was cool and refreshing, and it was healing to my soul. Well, of course, our feet, our soul, our soles of our feet. And I put it into the river of God's delight, and it brought healing to my soul. I wake up from this, and here's what in the introduction I wrote. It said, I was taken along the St. Lawrence River that separates the United States and Canada. I saw the river from an aerial view, much like looking down upon a map. And I saw white spots begin to glow at different geographical locations on both sides of the great river as I was awakened. A knowing was within me. I will raise up my church, which shall be planted along the river of St. Lawrence, the river of my presence. And I realized the Holy Spirit was actually referring to the writings of Brother Lawrence concerning the art of practicing the presence of
Jesus. You
know,
the St. Lawrence River, you know what else it's known for? It's called the Seaway.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, St. Lawrence Seaway.
Oh, wow.
And so that's interesting, too.
It's an inlet and an outlet. You see, we are to soak in the presence. We're to be like Moses in Exodus 33 that you were referring to earlier, that he cried out to God and said, God, I must have your presence. In fact, the background on it is, they're saying, what is the one distinguishing characteristic that's to be of the people of God? It's not exactly whether I have a vibrant shirt on or I dress in brown. It's not how long is my hair or even what language I speak. There is a transferable distinction that we are to have in the new covenant. It is the presence of Jesus himself. He goes before us. He comes with us. Hey, get this. Mm-hmm. When I show up, Jesus shows up with me.
That's right. He's in you.
That's right.
And when we become aware of that, when we become aware of his presence and acknowledge it, and then we know that when we go into a grocery store, Jesus is going in that store. If we go out to the post office, he's there at
that's
the post
right.
office. When you acknowledge that, that's when you start to sense that presence even more.
This
that's
is the mystery.
Brother
which,
Lawrence did.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And other pilgrims like him.
Yes.
And this is the mystery which has now been revealed. Christ in us. The hope of glory. That it was a mystery that was once hidden, but it's now been revealed. You are a little clay pot. God's glory rests in clay pots. Now, I love it. God just wants to make you like, well, I'm a little teapot, and you're going to tip over, and the glory is going to spill out of you onto other people's lives.
James, how can we cultivate time in his presence, and how can we cultivate the awareness of his presence?
Well, that's really great, because there are very practical tools that are to this. Number one, you got to see it as a priority. And if you don't see it as a priority, here's where you start. You pray and you ask God to see it as a priority. Because you see, we're all blind in one point in time or another, and in various shades. And so we cry out to God and we say, Lord, and so just pray this right now. Say, God, I really want to be a person of your presence. Mm-hmm. I want you to be who I eat, live, and breathe, and have my being in. And I want to be one of those like Moses, that I would have the distinguishing characteristic mm-hmm. of being a person of your presence. Mm-hmm. And one thing do I desire, that I seek after, that I might behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in your temple. So the first thing I want you to do is this, just ask God that you could be a person of his presence. And then you got to feed on the right things. Mm-hmm. Again, we've said this in some of the other shows, but what you eat, you become. Mm-hmm. Get around people of his presence. Watch shows like this. Get good materials to read. Devour the Word of God. But I want to tell you, association is a big thing. Mm-hmm. Tell you, that's one of the great things why conferences mm-hmm. and things of this nature exist today. Go get in the river. Mm-hmm. Go get in the river of his delight. But don't let it just, like you're talking about the sea gate. Mm-hmm. Receive, and here's another key to receiving more. Give away what you've already got.
Yeah.
If you try just to keep what you have, that's all you'll have. Mm-hmm. But if you'll make a commitment of giving away the little bit you've already got, That's when the multiplication anointing occurs.
You know, James, I think faith is also a big key. Yeah. Because, like, a lot of times, like, I've gone into prayer and I believe God is with me, but I can't feel Him.
That's right.
And I remember going through a season in life where I was devastated because hour by hour by hour, I would seek Him with such fervency, and I got into anxiety. I was so anxious because I thought, God, where are you? Yeah. In fact, 10 days of seeking the Lord, approximately 12 hours a day, and I still could not feel His presence. And so I screamed out on the 10th day after I'd fasted, I'd done night watches, I'd repented of everything, even things I'd never even thought of doing before, did all that, and still no God showing up, at least that's what I thought.
That's
and I cried out
felt.
On the 10th day and said, God, where are you? Yeah. And He said, I'm right here.
That's right.
I'm right here. And I realize I have to believe that He's there, not strive to get Him,
but
believe that He's already there. And if you're struggling right where you are, wondering, God, where are you? I want to be a person of your presence, but I can't feel you. I can't sense you. Where are you? He's right with you now. And if you'll start to believe that, not hope to be in His presence, but believe that you are. Then you'll start to acknowledge that He's there. Keep your focus. That's what Brother Lawrence did. He was just focused. When he was washing floors, he just brought every thought into submission. And so we can do that too, out of joy, not out of legalistic pressure, not out of a lot of, you know, self-induced effort, but out of pure, sheer desire to just receive His love. We're going to come right back.
Enter the glory realm of God. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
We are in a season where people are being visited by supernatural phenomena. And in such a season where there's so much subjective experience, we need to be trained in the Word and on how to grow into these supernatural experiences, as well as Christian character. So we're going to be sponsoring two conferences this year called Growing in the Supernatural. One of them is in May, from May 23rd. Through to the 27th, and in August as well, August 8th to the 12th. We're going to have guests such as John Arnott and Carol Arnott, Bill Johnson, James and Michael Angall, Paul Keith Davis, Bob Jones, and many, many others. In fact, at each conference, there will be about 10 speakers and a number of worship teams. And you know what we've done? We've gone and rented out an entire resort in Phoenix area, northern Scottsdale area, that holds about 2,000 people in the conference room, as well as we booked every room in the hotel for these two conferences. Why? Because we want a coalition of anointing to be released through all the speakers and the worship teams. That's why we're getting the most powerful ministers of the gospel in the area of the supernatural that we can find, so that the synergy together, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. You put all that together with 2,000 radical worshipers and lovers of Jesus Christ, as well as teams that'll be interceding in that conference hall all throughout the night, putting all that together, you've got yourself over the top levels of anointing and a breakthrough for new realms into the supernatural for the whole body of Christ. We're going to be webcasting this as well. We want you to go online, find out more information, and plan on attending. You will never be the same. ExtremeProphetic.com for more information. We'll see you there.
Register online at ExtremeProphetic.com or call 866-980-5464. Today.
On God Talk, I have Michael Angall with me, and we're going to talk some more about practicing the presence of Jesus. And I know, Michael, and that you know the presence of God really well. How did you become acquainted with His felt presence?
Oh, that's a good question. I have to just kind of go back here a minute. I've known the struggles, the pulls of being, you know, being a young mother and having children all around me. I remember running into the bathroom and closing the door. And just like,
give me a few minutes.
Yes. And my kids are banging on the door, Mom, you know, and I'm like, I just have to have Jesus. I remember one time in particular, I just stood there in that bathroom, just my heart just full of frustration and desperation. And I remember I just said his name. I just said, wow. Jesus. And when I did, oh my goodness.
Wow.
His presence just came in and just in an instant just flooded me.
Wow. You know, we've been talking about Brother Lawrence in the last segment with James. And, of course, Brother Lawrence, he was a very disciplined man. I mean, everything he did, no matter what, if it was like, you know, washing the floors or dishes or making beds or whatever, every moment he trained his mind to only think about Jesus. And yet, I don't know, for me and probably for many others, that seems like such a difficult thing to do. Like, we can reflect, you know, I definitely reflect on the Lord throughout the day and what I'm doing. But, like, for that level of discipline, it just seems so unachievable as far as my own life goes. And I've tried. But, you know what? That's, you know, like, I cheer Brother Lawrence on and I love it. And I glean so much from that. But, you know, we don't have to go to those degrees, do we?
No. You know, okay. I just love it to get things as simple as possible. I love simple, okay? And to me, here's where it all lands. When you really love somebody, you want to spend time with them.
That's it.
You love somebody, you spend time with them. And, you know, I've had times where, you know, when you have a really close friend and you can sit beside them, and it isn't necessarily that anyone has to say anything.
Right.
But there is this communion that goes back and forth between you, and your spirits are able to really come together. And God is just, you know, yes, He's awesome, He's magnificent, He's majestic, He's full of glory and honor and power, but He also wants to be our best friend.
I know. And you know what? The more you spend time with someone, the more you love them too. So
that's
it works
really
like,
true.
You know, if you love them, you want to spend time. And then when you spend time, you love them even more. And I think that's what the Lord's highlighting in this season is that, like, our walk with the Lord isn't a bunch of, like, do's and don'ts or, well, I'll attend church on Sunday only. I mean, it's good to attend church, and we encourage everybody to do that. But it's not only that. It's like much more. It's something from the heart where we're on a pursuit of knowing Him, you know. We just want Him so much that our heart leans towards Him. That's what I love about this book. It gives you even practical help on what you can do to release that desire that's already in there. Like, no one's going to buy this book except those who want to pursue God, right? You know, practicing the presence, the lost art of practicing the presence. But when you have such a passion for Him, you want to pursue Him. And that's what I love about this book. It stirs you. It gives you practical help.
Yes.
It puts things in place. It's awesome.
Yes. It's, you know, it really is. It's a love relationship. And sometimes we try to put God in a box.
Yeah.
And He's like, hey, I'm your daddy.
Yeah.
I'm your daddy. I want to talk to your heart.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of your life. I love, to me, there is just this power that is released as our lives become transformed by His love. It's His love. It's His love.
And, you know, if you meditate on the love, like, meditation is one of the things described in the book, but when you just ponder and think on and chew on, just, like, take the love of God and think on His love for an hour, oh, my goodness, you know, you're going to be transformed, aren't you?
That's
because as a man
right.
thinks in his heart, so is he.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely
and
right.
Focusing on goodness, that's another dimension of God. Just like in 2 Chronicles 5, it talked about how they said, the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. And they just thought on that and spoke it, and then the glory came, the manifest presence.
You know, there's just a simple saying, God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good.
And He only does good things. And, you know, sometimes, because of the ways we've been brought up, sometimes we've, you know, there are many of us who have had really hard places in our childhood, and we never really had the childhood that God really intended.
Yeah.
We didn't have the fathers, and we didn't have the mothers that God really intended for us to have. They they were missing an element of mm-hmm. God's love being mm-hmm. deposited in them. And so sometimes, you know, there are things that get put inside of us that are not from God's heart, and that's not who He is. And there is an aspect of training ourselves, and it's just a simple thing, just mm-hmm. to say, my God is good.
All the time.
All the time. He's good
all the time.
All the time. And begin recounting the things that you know
yes.
that He has been good to you on. And as you train your mind to focus on those things, then more things, more understanding will come. Mm-hmm. And the layers of hurt and wounding will begin to fall aside, and you'll begin to see who He really
yeah.
is.
One of the things that God's speaking to His church today is an invitation to soak, what mm-hmm. we refer to as soaking,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that probably, or some of it, started in the Toronto renewal mm-hmm. in 1994, mm-hmm. where so much of His manifest presence was landing on people, and so you just wanted to soak, you know,
yeah.
soak for days, you know,
yeah.
and just drink it all in. And Jesus actually said, "Come to me and drink," mm-hmm. right? If you're thirsty,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
That is a real key in these days, mm-hmm. is just getting some good soaking worship CDs
That's
on or
right.
just focusing on Him and even one dimension of Him and soaking in that. And it's true that after an hour of soaking, you can actually sense the atmosphere mm-hmm. around you change because
really
His presence
true.
Ministers.
It's really true. You know, the Lord threw me into ministry, whatever you want to call ministry, okay? I want to call it life because I
right.
believe, I don't believe there's supposed to be
exactly.
a division of, are you in ministry or not? No. It's
we
like, are you alive in
yeah.
God? Are you alive in Jesus? Then share what you've got, you
yeah.
know? But I find that when I am full, when I am practicing the presence mm-hmm. of the Lord, then I'm ready for whatever assignment God gives me. I can wash the dishes and be full of His presence. I can do the laundry. I can help the kids with their homework. I can, you know, I can go minister somewhere. I can do car repairs. I don't know. You know, mm. it's like, but because I'm full. And
You're
out
full.
Of that place of fullness, life comes. And that's what we're supposed to be. God is the author of life. He is the creator of life. We are His creation,
right.
so life should be flowing out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there's a whole lot of spirituality that God puts in us that we can't put religious tags and labels to.
Yeah.
Can we just call it life?
Let's do
can
that.
Can we just call it life
Let's
and
call
living?
It life.
You know, can we just embrace mm-hmm. all of that is? There have been so many times that when I would get ready to go out on the road and minister, I would get all keyed up, I'd get all nervous, and I would just dread going into that, because I didn't know what the Lord was going to have me mm-hmm. doing. You know, He doesn't mind making us uncomfortable.
I know.
Because He wants
to
expose our fears.
Him.
That's right.
And you know, His presence is with you right now, and whatever you're called to do, it's just a matter of letting His life and love flow in, and then breathe. Let it flow out. It's that easy,
Breathe.
Isn't it?
It's that
Bless
easy.
Bless you. Breathe.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Patricia King has taken her own personal decrees and put them in print for you. Decree is also available on CD. Soak under the anointed word of God and feed your spirit. Our special decree for kids has also been produced for the children in your life. Decree, available online at extremeprophetic.com. Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
I'm seeing a woman who's watching the program right now, and you've been crying out, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I'm tired of hearing everyone's testimonies and how they can see this and feel this and do that, and I don't get nothing. And the Lord says, you know, something like chill out, you know, just relax.
That's right.
You know, and enjoy him. Don't be all uptight. But he is for real, and his presence really is around you. And he just wants you to just enjoy him and enjoy yourself and enjoy the environment around you, you know, that's full of his glory, even if you can't feel it. And instead of saying, I don't get it, I don't get it, say, I got it.
That's right. You know, I feel that there's someone, it's almost like you feel like a cold wind, you know, blowing across you. And right now that feeling is not a good feeling. It's not a good sensation. But I have a word for you. God's going to hide you. He's going to cover you in the blood of Jesus. And I have a word of medicine for you. Get into thanksgiving. Just begin by an act of your will, an act of obedience and faith. Just start thanking God. Thank Him. Count your blessings. Thank Him. Begin to praise Him right now. And you're going to have the opposite now occur. The cold, like north wind, will be pushed back. And the cocoon of God's love is going to encirculate you in the name of Jesus. I speak a revelation by the presence of God coming around you. As you thank Him and you praise Him for who He is and what He has already done.
God wants to minister to someone specifically today, and you've been going through a hard time. In fact, you've been looking into the Psalms, and you've been reading David's Psalms and how he cried out because of all the enemies being against him and that, and you've been thinking, oh, that's me, that's me. Now, this specific person, because there's probably many of you that are identifying with that word, and of course God wants to encourage each and every one of you, but there's a specific person, and you have something to do with balloons. It's like, I don't know if it's like you are involved in some kind of a business that does parties or gives children balloons, but there's something about balloons. That's what's going to identify you on this word. And God says your breakthrough is coming, and not to focus on all that's against you, but focus on the one who is for you.
I'm having some names coming before me right now. The name Elizabeth, which is of course common, but the name Sarah, but it's spelled like S-E-R-A-H. It's got an E in it. I don't know what that ethnic background is, but there's some named Sarah, and then there's a Marie. And the Lord wants you to know that there is an anointing of mercy that is upon your lives, and you are going to be wonderful carriers of the presence of God. And this word is not limited to an Elizabeth, a Sarah, or a Marie, but it's especially for you. And your heart is going to be so encouraged. And there's a healing presence that's actually descending upon you right now. And you're going to get released into the joy of the Lord, just like it was in the beginning of this part of this television broadcast. So I bless you to have an anointing of His presence.
Well, we're all going to be growing in seeking Him, in seeking His face and identifying His presence and soaking in His presence. And that's what we want for you. Oh, may you grow in His love. May you grow in the understanding of His glory and His presence who's around you all the time. Now, here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an ever